bad team of casting of votes for defensive player of the year? Might Robert Mathis make your ballot at the top of it?
Well, he'd definitely be on the ballot. Yeah, he's had a tremendous year. Absolutely.
What are the things that you're noticing and studying this week, preparing to face him, that really stick out about his game and why he's been so effective this season?
Yeah, I think it's rare that you get a guy that has that much talent and then plays so hard every play, and that's him. So that's the challenge of him, I think.
Anybody that maybe you've faced this season that he kind of compares to skill set-wise or looks like?
Maybe Junior Gallette a little bit, maybe, but I would say that he's kind of unique in the things that he can do. Real unique, I would say.
When you get into January and you have a running back like LeGarrette who's hitting his stride right now, speed, size, all that stuff, what does that mean for an offense in the postseason?
You know, we were excited to see, you know, him kind of turn it on last game, but, you know, it's really kind of how we perform going ahead, and the more we can kind of move the ball and be productive that way, it's better for us, you know.
When he gets going like that, you said you were excited to see it. What kind of dimension is that for your offense?
You know, when you know, you can stay balanced, you can move the rock, you can continue to progress with the offense. I think those are all good things.
Logan has said exactly that he loves it when you're able to run the ball, whoever it is, if it's LeGarrette, Steven, Shane. And the motivation is to get Josh to keep calling the running plays. As an offensive line unit, do you guys all feel that way?
Well, that's a great offensive coordinator question, because I feel like if I were the offensive coordinator, yeah, I mean, absolutely, I think that's great. And but there's he's on a different, you know, Josh is on a different level than me, so I let him make the decisions on that.
But do you enjoy blocking for the run, especially at this time of the season, because of, you know, the ability to control everything?
Yeah, I think that anytime you can run it, things are going pretty well, I think.
You mentioned Junior Gallette, like, that's somewhat similar to Mathis. Obviously, every player is different, you know? Like, what are some of the traits that, you know, maybe went together?
Yeah. Well, I think I said that I wouldn't have gone too far with that, but I think that they have, you know, a real sharp quickness. They're quick off the ball. They have a nose for the ball. They play really hard. I think those are kind of the things.
What is your thoughts on Logan Mankin's toughness? You know, to see him, you know, last game, you know, play, leave, come back, play through it, and just obviously you see a little bit more than we do behind the scenes in terms of how he's managing the situation.
Yeah, I've seen unbelievable toughness from him and so many other guys on my team. It's amazing to play with a group of guys like that. Absolutely.
What's the year been like for you developing?
Yeah, you mean on the field, right? I'll talk about football. You know, I've definitely learned a lot, and every week I've strived to get better, and this week it's still just trying to get better and try to improve those things that I didn't do so well last week, and I've had a great time doing it, you know, and that's something that I've really appreciated is really gaining a passion for it and getting excited about it and having a lot of fun out there.
I mean, what qualities have made this offensive line so versatile this year? So when you got interchangeable parts, guys going down, guys missing games, what qualities among that offensive line has made that possible?
I think it all just kind of trickles down. You know, the head coach doesn't make excuses, or, you know, Skarnecki doesn't make excuses. Whoever's in there is going to have to play and play well. So that's kind of the way that we kind of keep going with whatever happens.
Had a couple cell phones go off in here today. When that happens in the players' meeting, with Coach Belichick.
I don't think that would ever happen.
And if it does,
I've never been around when that's happened. I don't want to be around.
Final question.
You've only had just the one game in your time here, and I was wondering if you could talk about guys always going down.
Maybe what it means to you to
basically answer the bell every week.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think you missed one game in 3 years since you've been
here.
Can you just speak to what it means to you personally to be the team knows you can count on?
Yeah. Well, we all depend on each other. You know, it's the greatest team sport. We're also interconnected, and so many times when maybe you don't feel like you can go, but you do it because of the other guys, and I think that's part of the reason that we all work so hard at it.
think that's the case with Logan.
You'd have to ask him, but but he's such a great teammate and everything. I'm sure that's part of it.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
I'm Matthew Slater.